All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks for the National Football League. Week number 5 was tremendous to me as I went 14-1 in my picks, and I got week number 6 started off on the right foot as I picked the Indianapolis Colts to get the road victory over the Houston Texans on Thursday night in a critical AFC South matchup. Now we have some tremendous games on the docket for this Sunday afternoon, and of course a Sunday night game, as well as the Monday night game this week. And here are the rest of my picks for week number 6 in the National Football League. Going to start off with an AFC South matchup as the winless Jacksonville Jaguars, with a record of 0-5, travel to Nashville to take on the 1-4 Tennessee Titans. Now, the Jags may be 0-5, but just like last season, you could feel like this team was on the cusp of getting that first victory. And right now, they have the Tennessee Titans, and the Tennessee Titans right now are very ripe for the pickings. The Titans got that win in the first week of the season against the Kansas City Chiefs, and ever since then, it has been downhill. You don't know if Jake Locker is going to be in the starting lineup at quarterback for the Titans, and if he does, how long will he actually be there? Because he has been an injury-prone quarterback all season long, and basically, for the most part, throughout his National Football League career. Now, for Titans head coach Ken Whisenhunt, more than likely, you can expect him to go with backup quarterback Charlie Whitehurst this Sunday against the Jaguars. Now, this Jaguars defense will get after Whitehurst, and they will put a lot of pressure on him. And you look at this Jaguars offense led by quarterback Blake Bortles, and this team, you know, they're beginning to rally around their young quarterback, and eventually the tide is going to shift for this Jacksonville Jaguars team, and I believe it happens this Sunday as Jacksonville gets their first victory of the season as they knock off Tennessee by a score of 24-17. The 3-2 Baltimore Ravens travel to Tampa to take on the 1-4 Buccaneers. And Baltimore comes into this game favored by 3.5, but it's a situation the Buccaneers are going to make them earn every single yard this Sunday. That's one thing you can say about a team led by head coach Lovie Smith like the Buccaneers are this season. It's a situation where, you know what, if you're going to go out there and attempt to defeat them, you better pack a lunch. That's what it's going to come down to. And that's what the Buccaneers will make their opponents do. Now, for Baltimore, you look at their passing game with Joe Flacco. They have to get it going. They have to run the football effectively with Justin Forsett as well. Defensively, the Ravens will stay in the football game, but it comes down to their offense. They need cohesion from both their passing game and their run game. This game will be a tight one, but Baltimore will find a way to squeak past Tampa Bay by the score of 23-20. At the Meadowlands, the Denver Broncos come into town with a record of 3-1, and they take on the New York Jets, who have a record of 1-4. Now, the Broncos are favored by 9.5 points, and if you watched both of these teams last week, you can understand why. The Broncos took care of business at home against the Arizona Cardinals, while the Jets were embarrassed on the road at the hands of the San Diego Chargers. Geno Smith will start this game at quarterback for the Jets, but it will not surprise me at some point if Rex Ryan goes back to Michael Vick. Of course, Smith was benched at halftime last week against the Chargers in favor of Vick, and it really did not matter. But I guarantee you, if the Broncos get out to an early lead and Smith has one or more turnovers in this game, the Boo Birds will be out, not only for Geno Smith, but also Rex Ryan at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Now, for the Denver Broncos, when you look at quarterback Peyton Manning, he is going to make sure that his offensive team is prepared. And you look at this defense for the Denver Broncos under defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio, they're going to put a lot of pressure on the youngster in Geno Smith. And when you talk about pressure, you talk about outside linebacker Von Miller and, of course, a defensive end DeMarcus Ware. Now, I expect Del Rio to have defensive packages where both Ware and Miller are lined up on the same side of the football field, which makes it that much more difficult for the opposing Jets offense to put pressure on them. This game could get ugly, and it's going to get ugly in favor of the Denver Broncos as they will win this one by a score of 34-17. In the NFC North, the 3-2 Detroit Lions will be on the road to take on the 2-3 Minnesota Vikings. Now, the Lions fell at home last week at the hands of the Buffalo Bills, and right now, more than likely, their top wide receiver, Calvin Johnson, will not be available for this game. Now, Calvin Johnson has not been a healthy football player this season, and it is making Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford look at other targets. Now, if the Lions are going to have a big game, or more importantly, a big victory in this one, Stafford needs to be on the same page with wide receiver Golden Tate, but also the Lions have to run the football a little bit better than what they did last Sunday. Now, on the flip side for the Minnesota Vikings, they expect quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to be back under center, and you've seen in the early parts of this year, when Bridgewater plays, he is a difference maker for this Vikings club, and I think he is going to be just enough for Minnesota to get past Detroit at home this Sunday. I'm going to take the Vikings in this one by a score of 27-23. A big one in the AFC East has the 3-2 New England Patriots traveling to Orchard Park to take on the 3-2 Buffalo Bills with first place in the AFC East on the line. Now, the Patriots are hopeful that they got back on track last Sunday when they knocked off the Cincinnati Bengals, while the Bills have to be riding high because it is October and they are playing meaningful football games. When you think about the Patriots, you always think about Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and his passing game, but it comes down to the running game in this one. They have to move the chains and they have to keep the Bills off of the Bills offense off the field. And more importantly, they have to try to find a way to get the crowd out of this game early. Defensively, New England needs to put pressure on veteran quarterback Kyle Orton and potentially force him into making some mistakes. This is going to be a nip and tuck affair, and the Patriots will win it at the end in a squeaker 24-23. The 3-2 Carolina Panthers will be in the Queen City to take on the 3-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Cincinnati comes into this game favored by 6.5 points after they were destroyed on Sunday Night Football last week at the hands of the New England Patriots. This Panthers offense has been up and down this season. We saw the up part last week as they defeated the Chicago Bears at home. But in the past few weeks, defensively, the Panthers have been giving up some points. Now, for Cincinnati, no A.J. Green at wide receiver in this game, which means a quarterback Andy Dalton is going to have to look to some of his other targets. You look at tight end Jermaine Gresham, tight end Tyler Eifert, and of course, wide receiver Mohamed Sanu. This Bengals defense will look to put pressure and beat up Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, as the running game has simply not been there around Newton in the past few weeks. And because of that, I'm taking Cincinnati at home by a score of 31-20. A big-time showdown in the AFC North has the 3-2 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Cleveland to take on the Cleveland Browns, who come in with a record of 2-2. Now, the Brownies are favored by a point in this game. You go back to week number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, had that huge halftime lead, which they blew. The Browns came back and tied the game, and Pittsburgh won on a field goal as time expired. Now, the Browns have made a reputation, or built a reputation, rather, early on this season of being the comeback kids. And they're playing tough at home as well, and this team really believes in quarterback Brian Hoyer. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've been up and down this season. They've looked good at times offensively. They've looked good at times defensively. But, you know, sometimes the Pittsburgh Steelers, I just don't know. They just don't have their head screwed on at all times this season, and it's caught up to them in several ball games. Cleveland is not going to roll over for the Pittsburgh Steelers in this one, and Pittsburgh really needs to pack a lunch for this one, but it's not going to be enough, as I'm going to take the Browns at home over the Steelers by a score of 27-24. The 3-2 Green Bay Packers will be in South Beach to take on the 2-2 Miami Dolphins. Now, the Fins are coming off of a bye week, and they hope that they are well-rested to stop Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is really starting to get it going, folks, and it would not surprise me come December if he was once again in consideration to be the NFL MVP. Now, this Packers defense will have to put some pressure and frustrate Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill and potentially force him into making some errors. This is going to be a pretty good ball game, folks, this Sunday afternoon, and I'm taking Green Bay on the road by a score of 30-24. The 4-1 San Diego Chargers will be in Oakland to take on the 0-4 Oakland Raiders. Now, of course, the Chargers looked good last week as they knocked off the New York Jets, while the Raiders had a bye week. And during that bye week, they have a new head coach as Dennis Allen was fired in favor of interim head coach Tony Sparano. One thing that Tony Sparano is going to do, he's going to make the Raiders be a more physical football club. And I guarantee you, being that they have lost their head coach, they are going to give you a spirited effort on each side of the football. Now, you have some veterans on that Raiders defense. You look at Charles Woodson, you look at Justin Tuck, and you look at Lamar Woodley. All of these guys have Super Bowl championships to their credit. Now, the Raiders do have the youngster at quarterback and Derek Carr, but his teammates really need to rally around him and give him some support. The Raiders will play spirited football, but right now, Phillip Rivers and crew in San Diego are just too good. And I'm taking the Chargers in this one by a score of 24-17. Now, down at the Georgia Dome, the 2-3 Chicago Bears will take on the 2-3 Atlanta Falcons. The Bears feel like they let one slip by last week when they lost on the road against the Carolina Panthers, and they are looking to get on the right track right now. Now, this Bears offense can score with anybody, but they cannot afford to turn the football over. And when you look at this Falcons defense, they are ripe for the pickings against the Chicago Bears offense. I look for Matt Forte at running back to get it going early and often for the Chicago Bears, which will set up the play-action pass for quarterback Jay Cutler to his big-time wide receivers in Brandon Marshall and, of course, Alshon Jeffrey. Now, the Falcons do have a dynamic pair of wide receivers themselves in Julio Jones and Roddy White, but right now the Falcons' offensive line is in shambles, and you look at that Bears defense led by Jared Allen and Willie Young, they are going to look to put pressure on Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Because of that, I'm going to take the Chicago Bears with the road victory in this one by a score of 27-20. The 4-1 Dallas Cowboys will be in the Pacific Northwest to take on the 3-1 Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Cowboys are flying high, and it's on the back of their running game and their defense that is forcing a ton of turnovers right now. But right now, the Cowboys are really going into the Lions' den when they face the defending Super Bowl champions. Now, the one thing that the Cowboys must avoid in this game, they have to avoid third and long. The reason is, number one, you allow the crowd up there in Seattle to get into the game. Number two, you allow this secondary of the Seahawks to go back there and tee off. Very important matchup is going to be wide receiver Dez Bryant for the Cowboys going up against cornerback Richard Sherman, and more importantly, safeties Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor, because they're physical in the secondary for Seattle, but Dez Bryant can be just as physical at wide receiver. Richard Sherman is infamous for getting in wide receivers' heads, but Dez Bryant is a guy that can shrug it off and keep it going because it will not slow him down. This Cowboys defense has a tough chore because Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson does not turn the football over, which means if they're going to look to get turnovers, they might want to try to strip the football from Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch. This is going to be a tight affair for 3.5 quarters, but the Seahawks will find a way to pull away in the end and get the 31-20 victory. Now, out in the desert, the 3-1 Arizona Cardinals will host the 1-4 Washington Redskins. And right now, it is not looking like a good season for the Redskins. They're 1-4, and the season is beginning to get away from them. Now, for the Arizona Cardinals, they are simply running out of quarterbacks right now. No Carson Palmer, no Drew Stanton, which means that head coach Bruce Arians has to rely on rookie quarterback Logan Thomas. Now, with that said, when you have a rookie quarterback and Logan Thomas who only completed one pass last week and the loss to the Denver Broncos, you have to rely on your running game with Andre Ellington, and you have to rely on that very stout Cardinals defense. Now, the Redskins, they're going to look to protect quarterback Kirk Cousins in this one, but it's not going to be enough, and I'm going to take the Cardinals at home by a score of 20-13. The Sunday night affair, it's the old Hatfield and McCoys of the National Football League. I'm talking about the New York Giants, who come in with a record of 3-2, and they will take on the Philadelphia Eagles, who are sitting atop the NFC East with a record of 4-1. There is no love lost between these two franchises that are separated only by a matter of miles on the Jersey Turnpike. Now, the Giants offense has been clicking in the past few weeks, led by quarterback Eli Manning, who has not been throwing interceptions, and the team has really rallied around him. Defensively, the Giants have a bend but don't break philosophy, and it has worked, and it is going to be really tested this week against the high-powered Philadelphia Eagles attack that has been struggling the past few weeks. But you know, at some point under head coach Chip Kelly, they are going to get it going again. The Philadelphia Eagles also have been extremely good on special teams, not only returning punts, but blocking punts. So that's going to be big for the Giants. Punt protection in this one for their punter, Steve Weatherford, as well as field position for both clubs. Now, the Giants defense must find a way to force quarterback Nick Foles into some turnovers, and they have to tackle against the speedy Eagles, more importantly, against running backs Darren Sproles and LeSean McCoy. The Giants are getting it going, and the Eagles right now, they're looking to sit atop the NFC East, but this is going to be a nip-and-tuck affair, and I'm going to take the Giants on the road in this one by a score of 31-26. And finally, on Monday night, the 3-2 San Francisco 49ers will take on the 1-3 St. Louis Rams in St. Louis. Now, the Niners, you know, they have injuries, they have suspensions that they've been dealing with right now, but the bottom line is they've won two games in a row, and they're beginning to feel confident about themselves. The Rams, Austin Davis, their young quarterback, he's had moments that he's looked good, and of course he's had moments where he's looked bad. And these are the growing pains for a young football club like the St. Louis Rams. So the one thing that you can guarantee on the way that Jeff Fisher coaches his team up in St. Louis, they are one of the most physical football teams in the National Football League. One team that is not going to shy away from that as well is the San Francisco 49ers under Jim Harbaugh. This is going to be an old-school, blue-collar, 1975-type game that was narrated by the famous John Facenda from NFL Films. And the last team that has the football will win. And that last team will be the St. Louis Rams in this one as they win this contest by a score of 18-17. Folks, those are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of week number 6's action from the National Football League. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful football weekend.